morning. At a funeral tea, we were discussing life and death, which is a fairly natural thing to do in that circumstance. Someone mentioned the tragedy of young people dying. I said it's even worse than you might imagine. For example, I've conducted the funeral of the third stillbirth to the same mother. At another funeral of a baby, only two people turned up, the mother and her friend, not even the father. I held a shoebox-sized coffin in my arms. I've also conducted funerals of murders, suicides, and a seven-year-old child who fell into a sewage vat and drowned. Then I said to the stunned listeners, think about this. Everyone, I mean everyone, has a time in their mother's womb before being born. For some, it's a relatively easy pregnancy and birth, but for others, it's very traumatic and dramatic. In some cases, the mothers will vow never again, but often they do it again. What I find fascinating is this. Normally, when people sit and discuss things, they speak about common experiences like childhood and school days. But no one, absolutely no one, ever discusses the common experience of life in the womb and the birth process. How was your birth? Dramatic? No? No hitches or a roller coaster ride? We just don't talk that way. Truth be told, we don't remember anyway. But it also seems long ago and of no present significance. When we are born, our time in the womb is eclipsed like a candle is eclipsed by the noonday sun. Maybe in the same way, when we get to heaven, it will be so wonderful that it will supersede and eclipse all memories of how long or short or how traumatic our previous life in the womb of earth was, and how dramatic our death might have been.